You're listening to Thrive with Karina Grueling, a personal health and life design podcast for the modern everyday woman. Tune in and get inspired on how to thrive in your body and life. This is your host, Karina Grueling.
I'm glad you're here. Today, I have brought up a topic that has occupied me for months and that I have particularly focused on during this winter. The topic is Ayurveda and slow living, the quality of slowness. I find it very important that we understand how slowness and the state of slow living can truly change our everyday lives when actively lived. It shouldn't be just a premise we wish for in our lives. And of course, slow living has nothing to do with freezing in place and not taking action. Slow living is rather a catalyst for the important things in life. And that's what I want to talk about today. And before I get into that, I want to express my sincere thanks for the positive feedback on the last podcast episode. So if you haven't listened to it yet, be sure to check it out. Lauren and I shared our thoughts for the upcoming month of February in our monthly episode Astroveda, blending astrological events in the cosmos with Ayurvedic wisdom and hormone health. So now to today's podcast episode, which emerged from my reflection on Ayurveda and slow living. If you are listening to this episode around its release date, we are in early February, and now it's only a few days. The doors are still open for the Hormone Thrive program, where I blend habit evolution with hormone health and Ayurvedic self-care habits so that you thrive in your body day after day. And if you still wonder if it's the right fit for you, book a free discovery call with me and let's discuss. I add the link to the Hormone Thrive program in the show notes. So now to the actual topic, Ayurveda and slow living. So this topic has been on my mind not only since my sabbatical in 2015, but I see it repeatedly in my environment. So perhaps you know the feeling of living in a hectic everyday life between hyper-efficiency and hyper-productivity, and how challenging it is to take breaks. And we want to meet everyone's expectations. We want to be successful on all levels. And sometimes we lose awareness of the speed at which we race through our own lives. And often, sudden events and experiences are needed that act as a catalyst to really look and see what is important in life. You have to concentrate on the essential and recognize the essence of their lives. But why do we often need this abrupt reflection, of finiteness to realize what we really want? And I bring this question into the podcast today. So a profound experience, be it the loss of a close person, a sickness, a war, or other traumatic events, can force us to confront our finiteness. So this moment can be a turning point in life and open up a few of the essential. But what if we didn't have to gain this awareness only through such profound experiences? What if we could actively integrate the quality of slowness into our lives to recognize in advance what is really important to us? And that is precisely the approach of slow living. And today I want to show you how Ayurveda and slow living can form really a perfect symbiosis. But first, what is slow living anyway? It is not a new trend, but it's rather a counter movement to the fast pace of our time. And slow living means consciously and decelerated living without losing the quality of life. And it's an attitude and a lifestyle that focuses on the essentials. So slow living stands for deceleration, mindfulness, connection to nature, and enjoyment. It means being consciously in the here and now instead of constantly rushing forward. It is about doing things with leisure and consideration, yet taking time for oneself and appreciating the small often overlooked moments in life. So slow living is a conscious decision that prioritizes quality over quantity. And it does not necessarily mean doing less, but doing things with more mindfulness and significance. It is a counterbalance to stress, overwhelm, to hustle. And the slow living approach can be applied to various aspects of life. So whether in nutrition, consumer behavior, work, or interpersonal relationships, it's about living more consciously, taking time to enjoy the moment and increasing one's own quality of life. So slow living is not a renunciation of modern conveniences, but a conscious decision to set one's own priorities and focus on what really matters. So now let's look at how slow living and Ayurveda are connected. So Ayurveda, the science of life, is a traditional Indian system of medicine that has been practiced for thousands of years. And it is deeply rooted in nature and the understanding of the elements and their qualities. So Ayurveda recognizes that everything in the universe, including human beings, is made up of five elements. So earth, water, fire, air, and space. And these elements combine in the body to form three doshas, are also called constitution types or biological energies, vata, pitta, and kapha. And each dosha has its own unique combination of elements and qualities. So vata is composed of air and space, pitta of fire and water, and kapha of earth and water. And according to Ayurveda, health is a state of balance and harmony among these doshas. So when the doshas are imbalanced, it can lead to various health diseases. And Ayurveda provides guidelines for maintaining balance and promoting well-being through lifestyle, through diet and daily routines. But now let's explore the connection between Ayurveda and slow living. So Ayurveda inherently promotes a holistic and balanced way of life. It emphasizes the importance of living in harmony with nature, understanding one's unique constitution. So how does your mind, how does your physical body work, and cultivating mindfulness in daily activities. And these principles align closely with the core values of slow living. So we need slowness as an important, crucial quality to be in balance for ourselves. It's particularly important here to look at and consider that slowness or slow living doesn't mean the same for everyone. So if you were to tell me as a pronounced Pitta type, hey, you need to do slow living now. You are not allowed to do anything anymore. That would be an absolute horror for a Pitta dominant person. So Pitta constitutions are fast. They want to implement. They want to act. They want to see results. And it's fascinating to bring the aspect of slow living into one's life, acknowledging that things are allowed to be done, but perhaps not always at such a rapid pace. They don't always need to be so efficient. So for example, when we say efficiency is crucial at work, where can I introduce slowness in the implementation? So maybe I can have hobbies without a specific goal or outcome, just doing them because they are enjoyable. And this is something for Pittas. Often they need to learn that. Not to be attached to the outcome or to reach a certain goal with everything that they are doing in life. So our kapha types, who already tend to have a certain grounding, stability, and calmness, are interpreting the slow living aspect as doing things slowly, may bring an unhealthy rigidity, causing them to stagnate. And this is not conducive because for kapha constitutions, even in slow living, there should be an understanding that despite moving slowly, there is still movement and change. And these should be approached with mindfulness, with allowing things to evolve. So for Vata types, the slow living concept can clearly include the idea that they can be fast. Yeah, they can embrace their dynamic nature, but also take the speed down a notch. And here, introducing a rhythm can bring balance. So not without reason, we often say, slow down to speed up. And this aspect is frequently misunderstood in slow living. It doesn't mean slow down, hold back, do less, do nothing. Yeah, so when we talk about slow down to speed up, it means minimizing everything that burdens me, shedding old baggage, a principle we live daily in Ayurveda. So I gaze on my strengths to then focus and start again. So observing many people, especially those in leadership positions, I see a pattern where they keep doing and yet not progressing. It's the classic hamster wheel. Yeah, for them, the hamster wheel looks like a ladder, as if climbing upward. They feel that once they reach a certain point, yeah, so they can finally take a break. Or when a project is over, they can finally find peace. And we all know this won't happen. Yeah, so hence it's crucial for us to understand that when I withdraw, when I embrace slowness, when I shed burdens, when I detach, I gain focus and energy to concentrate on one thing, and then I can implement it very quickly. So slow living and rapid implementation are the yin and yang principles. I go within, I find deep inner peace and quiet to then take targeted action. And I really love this principle. So let's explore some key aspects of Ayurveda that resonate with slow living. So the first one that comes up for me is mindful eating. So Ayurveda places great emphasis on mindful eating. It encourages individuals to savor each bite, pay attention to flavors, and eat with awareness. And this aligns with the slow food movement, yeah, a component of slow living that emphasizes the pleasure and quality of food over fast consumption. So by practicing mindful eating, individuals can develop a deeper connection to the food they consume and its impact on their well-being. The second key component is daily routines. So Ayurveda recommends daily routines known as Dinacharya to promote balance and well-being. And these routines include practices such as oil pulling, tongue scraping, and self-massage. Yeah, incorporating these rituals into daily life requires a deliberate and unhurried approach. So contributing to the essence of slow living. Yeah, by really taking the time for self-care rituals, we can create a sense of mindfulness and presence as we go through our daily lives. And then the third one is connection to nature. So Ayurveda highlights the importance of aligning with the natural rhythms of the day and the seasons. And this connection to nature is a central theme in slow living, encouraging individuals to appreciate the beauty of the natural world and its impact on overall well-being. So spending time in nature, practicing grounding activities, and observing seasonal changes can foster a sense of slowness and connection in our life. And that brings me to the next key component of slow living. And this is a personalized approach. I already mentioned it. So we have Vata, we have Pitta, and we have Kapha. And Ayurveda recognizes the uniqueness of each individual and emphasizes personalized approaches to health and well-being. And this aligns with the slow living principle of prioritizing individual needs and values over generic one-size-fits-all solutions. So by understanding one's unique constitution and imbalances, individuals can tailor lifestyle choices to support their well-being. The fifth key principle is mind-body connection. In Ayurveda, we emphasize the interconnectedness of the body and mind. Yeah, it recognizes the impact of mental well-being on physical health and vice versa. So slow living encourages individuals to cultivate a mindful and present mindset, fostering a strong mind-body connection. So practices such as meditation, yoga, and breath awareness, they all belong to Ayurveda, and they support this holistic approach to well-being, tuning in, slowing down, opening up, yeah, our insight to the outer world. So we can say in summary that Ayurveda and slow living share common principles that promote a balanced and mindful approach to life. And by integrating Ayurvedic principles into daily practices, individuals can embrace the quality of slowness and cultivate a deeper connection to some, to ourselves, to the world around us. So whether through mindful eating, daily routines, connection to nature, individualized approaches, or mind-body practices, Ayurveda provides valuable insights for those seeking a holistic and intentional way of living. And as we navigate the complexities of modern life, incorporating elements of slow living inspired by Ayurveda can serve as a guide for creating a more meaningful and fulfilling existence. So it's about finding harmony in the midst of chaos, embracing the simplicity of the present moment, and savoring the richness of life. So I invite you to reflect on how you can create elements of slow living in Ayurveda into your own life. So what small changes can you make to invite slowness, mindfulness, and balance into your daily existence? So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a quote of Karl Honoré. Yeah, he's an advocate of the slow movement. The slow philosophy is not about doing everything at a snail's pace. It's about seeking to do everything at the right speed, savoring the hours and minutes rather than just counting them, doing everything as well as possible instead of as fast as possible. It's about quality over quantity in everything from work to food to parenting. So take some time to explore my Hormone Thrive program that is all about Ayurvedic self-care practices, slow living, balancing hormones naturally, and developing healthy habits that help you to feel the way in your body that you wish to. So I hope these thoughts on Ayurveda and slow living inspire and encourage you to live more consciously and mindfully. So let's together appreciate the quality of slowness and use it as a catalyst for a fulfilling and healthy life. Thank you for being with me today. And if you enjoyed the episode, I would appreciate a rating and, of course, your subscription to my show. So feel free to share the podcast with people who can benefit from this knowledge as well. Much love to you.
Thanks for joining in today. To learn more about the Thrive Podcast or to get involved in Karina's growing community and online courses, visit karinagrueling.com. Remain committed to intentional choices that help you grow and thrive in your body and life, because you're worth it.